Call your joy and all your million dues. Go, you do, you do, you do, go, you do. Joyous.
So at the beginning, everybody know this very well. I let you remind recollections that at the beginning, in order to participate the teaching, the first step is in order to make your motivation correct, And it also depends on the powers of the others. So however, we have to correct these motivations. So all the dharma or the virtues, it drives or directed by the motivations. It means it depends on the good motivations. So therefore, however, in the short point here is that in order to attain the full enlightenment with these motivations, you have to listen or participate the Dharma. In fact, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, you have to listen these teachings or the participate these teachings with this kind of motivation. So right now we are here on the teachings at the page number 62. As there are six recognitions or the six thinkings. So we are on the page of the page 62, I guess, page 62, and it's about the part 5 of the recognitions. It says that the thing of the Tathagata as excellent beings. From here we are starting today's teaching.
Shiva Shidi Chema Sewa Da Rangi Jeva Jung Shaba Nam Jung Chue Nyam Ba Lo Chue Nyam Ba Nu Chue Di Melon Di Chala Ti Zi Da Vi Ji Di Da Vi Song Ho Shi Yi La Dung Ji Di Di Ni Jung Se Yung Yung Di Vi Jo Ba Jo Bi Chue Ji Ji Su Lo Ba Chi Gu Di Ti Vi Ra Da Da Ki Jeva Ngin Bi Su Chue Ji Melon Se Tu Na In the Sanji Gudin Tango, this is what they saw.
Here it says that the king of the Tathagata is excellent beings, and be reminds that the Buddha Shakyamuni or the Tathagata is a very kindful or holy beings to us. Shakyamuni Buddha has arrived in this universe or the world as the form or the manifest of the emanation Bodhi. So in his form of that types of the embodiments, he has, from his death, compassion, he taught the what are those cultivations or what are those abandonment, or in Tibetan the langdor. So also in order to explicit that abandon and the cultivations, furthermore he has taught the three turning of the wheel of dharma in this universe or the world, and by the kindness of him, so someone who practiced or practiced those teachings, they can attend those or resultant or the arhat. And however, he had to do a lot of benefits to those sentient beings. So without his teachings, without his turning of the wheel of dharma, nobody can attain the enlightenment. So from his compassion thought, he has taught the dharma or the teachings. From that point of view, the sentient beings understand what are who listen and practice. Those sentient beings or the listening or the disciples understand what are those cultivations or what are those abandonment, or the, and through this way, the Shakyamuni Buddha or the Tathagatas are the very kindful person to all sentient beings. He reminds and recollections of the thinking upon that about his gratitude or the kindness. Where the Buddha Shakyamuni has arrived in this world, and after that those tail brothers like the Jayanagarjuna and the Asanga, they arrived in this world, and they has met different types of commentary, and then after that there also the another master who carried or brought those message of the Shakyamuni Buddhas in order to subdue our minds, and we can learn and train those teachings through those masters. And even though there is no Shakyamuni Buddha, but the teachings is the life in this world. So remember all those things, and then it can benefit to accumulate the merits of ours.
Jawa kerja, bebas jumlah jenis soal, jual jenis yang guna di kerja, jenis yang tua dengan asyik di dalam jari musim yang awak sesuatu, kali ini dah jamu ko, jawa tu semua saya, ko tinjau kita yang mana menerima di kerja jenis yang ada ni, ko dosa kita orang macam tu, sama orang jauh ni macam tu je, kaki gugur tangga yang macam tu, sesuatu ko double dah, ini penyusah dia orang ni.
So here we have to remember those how to accumulate the merits, and then the other step in order to increase our merits and collect the merits. One method is that it's very interesting about the rejoicing of all those virtuous actions. Because of that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa has mentioned that the rejoicing is very easy to increase the merits, and someone who rejoices all those merits, and they don't need to hardship upon their ascetic practice. So through this way, we can rejoice to all those merits in order to increase our merits.
당군이 지난 민 상기 미 티가 중국과 디자인이 가사 소설 니디던디 가사 니디 자점아 디디 좀 나가서 가사 자점아 또 린디 전주 좀 나가서 예스 로기 너는 이젠 비게 하고는 단도 또 샤요로 와 다디 가인건도 체도야 요 말이디 이나 상기 비 시다 같이 좀 디디 좀 비 로도 자점 디디 얘기해서 소주 비게 다 배세 나갈 비게 좀 좀 많이 봐 소주 삼어 다는군에 약보래 샤상 비게 근데 가와도 비야 소주 소주 가와께 또 너는 다 지세는 되고 와 어디로 와 뭐 배세나 디 약보 임레 삼 대가시 제고 뇽뇽 좀 샤샤나 근데 샘디 뉴슝 좀 지레고 말아 와 소주 삼어 다는군에 디 배 약보도 생 아직 근데 상 지세는 약보 심나 근데 속세 못 샤고 와시
It's very nice that if you understand the spiritual history of how those bodhisattvas have generated the bodhicitta and the artistic intentions, how they rejoice their the artist's merits and so on through the if you understand the spiritual history, that's very good indeed. If you don't understand those history, then you just visualize those the importance of the rejoicings, and then be happy, be delighted about those all those virtuous actions what they have done. Then it can make your dharmatic practice more powerful or strong.
Shogdiyo gangal kiwa yurung bu nero shi na samya ge yin tira ge samudong gu resi. Tati samudong gu bi gizhen riba kari resi na. Riba ta pi sangji ge tembara wadi pi ge. Ta shuol njewa chi aadrib jitang shi na ta nruwa ri tu yor di shi na tina njewa chi aadrib di kari. Ta sami yin di riba ta yida ta tira lu sya di su. Dezi zima yi pichi kira nruwa yo ma riba. Shi zi sangji ge song liya lungju shi nga riba di la di mi nyi. Yin tina ga tando midi ta zon riba chi aadrib da kanji. Mid dung test mong yor was the dig, chuchi valley meat and show the song yorwa. Said there were merely pick a chew dig you don't know what and the Kazaka chapa that chasing your mom what did you know? Any teasing about the any you don't tell the day, big river, and the charred us or cousin busy change the salt any day finger or consequently shook general, so the penamidan to Tina. 确信给人体科学给宋家人们不是可能的但是可能现在的门道用下个人吧现在给的人都在那么现在的人的过程被宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋宋 아니 그게 또 되게 지금 다 맨날 이제 되게 약보다 용도 그 신나 칼라 강정의 숙자지리가 그러 세다 디데스는 디데스는 쉐코는 린디네는 그 용된도 디데스 독삼니는 그게 디데스 삼로포서는 얘는 이때와 가르사 상예다 뭐 이르네 우리 삼야고 삼로 숙셔로 그러 뭐 된제리스
So the six recognitions which that the teachings will endure for a long time, regarding of that, the Dharma may remain very long periods of the time. In general, the there are six types of the migratories. And amongst them, there are two microtures, what we call the devils or the heavenly gods, and the human beings. Those types of migrator or the dwa, and they have more opportunity or the great fortunate to understand the holy teachings or the Dharma. Among them, the human beings have more opportunity and understand about the knowledge of the Dharma. So when we analyze upon those who practice, who follow the Dharma and not follow the Dharma, who follow the Dharma or Dharmas, the sentient beings around them have more peace and happiness because they understand the Dharma. In the example of that, someone who follow the Dharma practice, because from the power of his practicing the Dharma, the surrounded the birds, insects, they can gain more peace and happiness because the person who follow the Dharma. So because that's the benefits of who practice the Dharma and understand the Dharma. And if you focus upon the individual way of the family life, some house, if in that house someone who practices the Dharma, and then that house makes more peace and happiness, and the surrounding, the environmental living beings like birds, insects, they can gain more peace and happiness from that person who understands the Dharma. And through these steps, or the due, or the starting points from the family, and then they can give or provide the happiness and peace to those the others. Whatever insects, birds, living beings in the states or the world, they can give the benefits to those sentient beings. So through this way, it's very important to remember the kindness of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then may the Dharma remain very long periods of the time. So the Dharma should be remain very long time in the universe of the devas or the gods, and then the universe of the human being.
So the thing now that
So, in the spiritual universe, what we call the universe of the devas and the asuras, and then the living beings of that universe or the realms called the devas and then asura, they have jealousy each other and fighting each other. So, in the other what we call the universe of the human beings, and those human beings have more opportunity to understand and to practice the Dharma. So, judging of that, even those who understand the Dharma, if they harm to the other sentient beings, they will regret from their heart what they have done, the wrong deeds or the non-virtuous actions. They regret upon what they have done, the non-virtuous actions. because of that, they have done or the antidote to those non-virtuous actions. But they have done the non-virtuous actions. It don't have any power. It might reduce their non-virtuous actions or the deeds. And because of the Shakyamuni Buddha arrived in this world, and it's important to remain his Dharma very long period all the time. Because of him, we have opportunity to understand what are those adults and then outcasts, or what are those abandonment and then the cultivation. So therefore, it's important to remain this Dharma or the teachings in this evolved by a long time in order to understand the cultivations or the abandonment. So through this, we can strengthen our loving kindness and so on to those all sentient beings. So, however, it depends upon the Dharma remain very long time in this period. Here it says that when you listen the teachings, someone should not be gay between the Dharma or the minds. So, however, you have to connect your mind and the Dharma through this way, or we have to participate these teachings.
We listen the
Dharma in order to practice. If you don't practice, then there is no point and means to listen the Dharma. In this way, it gives the example that the mirror and the face of the lady or the woman. So, in order to cleanse or make a more beauty, the persons, the lady depends upon the mirrors like that. In order to subdue and correct our mind, we have to listen the mirror of Dharma or the teachings.
So
it says that when someone listens the teaching or the Dharma, we have to introduce ourselves that what we have those types of the afflictive emotions, such like the attachment and so on. We have to introduce ourselves, our afflicted emotions, and from that we become anxiety or worried about those what we have, the afflicted emotions, in order to clarify and in order to dispel those the mental emotions. We have to listen or participate in the teachings of the Buddha.
Dog Jibang 哦，没事，我先不行，因为实在是不行，刚才在地，也是到了去年不能行，结果这是我，但是，他的路就，不是选择的话，结果刚才在地，因为这个，到去某些，俺们到底，我的路就选不过去，很多选择是吧？因为，别个没啥，没啥其他啥地的呢，因为过到去不是那，手机个烂，你给我嘛是吧？ 现在你们跟咱看中了，你别人丢了吧？你你野心大些的，你大些都别给，那么野心就把机会给别人，你接了机会是吧？我野心大些的，你可别给杀着些，你确实啥你别给炸炸些的，你别给可能就是在这不得力的，你野心大些的，你真正都是哪样的？你真正哪样的？你就让别。 一些大事你给他是为什么这些？因为在俺心里头，就让他提的没去动过，交不得事，也不管这些来呀，这是。现在一些单位，你就让，那那俺啥个的是俺就让几年俺没去动过没事。俺谈到去年呢，那这个老王了呀，永不要联系啊！现在，这永不给马先生提，甚至修业么子，就让俺可得三十三，俺提甚至还没动手。 现在你这些呢，就让俺那里用户讲给当过是吧？老王估计当，俺那用户不采用，采用呢，俺那，可是他在业务岗这块呢，可是锻炼上，俺那一些单位基本上的没啥，俺那靠签啥呢？俺那别这个人不是没，我这几年不滴滴，就算现在搞没，像刚才提个什么，包括上证人这个，不要用，都不用用上证，俺靠这条了吧呢？
所以，So could you read the violin of the Chikata Mala? Yeah.
This is from the Garland of Birth Stories. When I see the form of my misconduct clear in the mirror of the teachings, I develop a feeling of regret. And turn my mind toward the teachings.
Krishna has read the spiritual story about the Sudasa and then Prince Chandra. Once upon a time, there was a one the devil persons in this world, and that the persons always eat the flesh of the human beings. He's a very powerful person, or the devils, what called the Siddhartha, or the person, his nicknamed like Devakansa, or the mixed color feet of the king who is mixed color feet. So once upon a time, he caught the many kings, and then once he caught the Prince Chandra, when Prince Chandra was listening to the teachings from his master, so he caught him, and then he took him to his very dangerous place on the mountain, and when he kept down the Prince Chandra, then when he watched to the Prince Chandra has a tears or the drops from his eyes. Then the Siddhartha asked to the Prince Chandra, "Why do you worry about I scared about the death because you are here in my hands." At the time, the Prince Chandra replied to him, "I don't worry about the death, but I worry about that I have listened the teachings or the lectures from my master, and I forgot to offer him any offerings. So because of that, I voice and the tears and water drops comes from my eyes." When he listened this reply, then the Siddhartha told to the Prince Chandra, "Oh, if you have forgot that, then you can go back to your master and offering to whatever you want to offer to your master, and then you can come back to here." Then once, however, once time he let him free from his the mountain place, and then priest Chandra returned to his place where he came from, and offering to his masters and after he did offer to masters, he came back to the mountains where the Siddhartha or the mixed color king was living. So when he returned, the king was very surprised that why he returned here. So he asked to him, "Oh, you have returned here. Don't you worry about the death?" And the Prince Chandra replied, "I don't do any negative actions and so on. Therefore, I don't worry about the death." Then he became very surprised, and then he regret that the king regret that he has done a lot of non-virtuous actions, and then he wished to and desire to listen the teachings from Prince Chandra. So
we have two or three days we Gishila has mentioned about how to listen the teachings in actual way. So here the summarize about that. So the summarizing is that when someone listens the teachings, so in order to attain the stage of the enlightenment or the Buddha, you have to train upon those courses or those origin what can provide the enlightenment. So in order to understand those courses and conditions, in order to understand or in order to know those subjects, we have to depends upon the listenings. So however, once repeat again that in order to attain the full enlightenment, it depends upon its causes, and then its causes, the training, you have to in order to understand those causes, we have to listen the teachings of the teachings. So, however, in one short point, it said that the recollections, those benefits of the listening of the Dharma or the teachings, and be delighted and be very happy to listen those teachings in
Mm-hmm.
So here we have finished the subject about the part about how to listen the teachings in actual way. So the next part is it said that how to explain a teaching in which both the teaching and the author are the great. It is four parts. You read four parts, please.
There are four parts to the explanation in teaching in which both the teaching and its author are great. The first is contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching. Second, developing reverence for the teacher and the teaching. Three, with what sort of thoughts and behavior you should explain the teaching. And four, differentiating between those to whom you should and should not explain the teaching.
So in this way, Geshe-la edition open it that the when someone explains the teachings, and then he should not watch or observe open the offering fames or the reputations. So if someone who, the teacher, if they observe upon them, then their motivation become a very polluted motivations. So the Dharma teachings or the explanations not goes to the Dharma. So without that, without the observe upon the fame, reputations, property, wealth, lacking of those observing, with the compassion, the motivation becomes a very pure motivation, then it can benefit.
So there
are the benefits of explain the teachings. Then there's someone who provides the Dharma with the correct motivations, and then those evil persons and the devils cannot defeat him, and those Buddhas delight upon him, and those and who are not friendly, those becomes friendly, they cannot defeat him, and so on. However, those there are the many benefits of explaining the Dharma in the correct way. You can reach, please.
For the exhortation to wholehearted resolve regarding the contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching, Maitreya, there are 20 benefits of the generosity with which you give a gift of the teaching without concern for material things, profit, or honor. What are the 20? They are as follows. You will come to have recollection, intelligence, understanding, stability, wisdom, supramundane wisdom, little desire, little hatred, and little ignorance. Also, demons will not find an opportunity to harm you. The Bhagavan Buddhas will think of you as a precious only child. Non-humans will guard you. Deities will bestow charisma and power on you. Enemies will find no opportunity to harm you. Friends will remain steadfast. Your words will be trusted. You will attain fearlessness. You will have abundant happiness. You will be praised by the wise. And your gift of the teaching will be worthy of remembrance.
Mm-hmm. 이니 측주만 겨와 측주만세네 되게 소지 가르치면 행 제다가 창조시야 셀 측주만세로 백퍼센트 칼다 영어 세야서로 디레 매우세 이니 그때 세서들 강각 되게 돈하시니 그런 건데 이런 거 말다 지 세야 측 되게 강각 샤샤 소리 세우리 이니 민지부터 먼저 왔어 이러다 소지 군은 나바다 마시니 그 제구야 가요 말아와 제다 이 대왕 겨 왔어 Shedata Sozu Pigun Namata Shin Shu Shevin, Tig Gazan, but it's some of them, the Sozu Tan, the Yungro, or Tinisha. Any Keva Shenda, not much, no way you the Chua. Chuji Machida, Jizu, but Jizu Kursa, Chemasha, we were in this world. We were joining this is of that. The legacy figure Jizu and Jitinsha, Pigata Sozu, some of them, the Chiev in some deba. Ini tidak jadi jangan siap, harus jua orang sekitar. Besut cawat dapat duga dapat ini, yang itu siapa yang kungnya pada dia dia itu kau jadi orang ugu marwa. Jadi yang tak percaya pun jadi orang ugu lewa. Jadi orang ugu harus jauh resi mana.
So. So, however, who has provided the teachings with pure motivations, then his verbal speech become a very disciplined speech. That means that that everybody trusts upon his verbal speech. Everybody concerned about his wonderful teachings, and then also the teacher become a very non-fail or not afraid because what he done, what he is going to do is the correct actions or the deeds with pure motivations. In this way, whatever the teacher presents to those disciples, that is the best present from by the masters, and that person he can rejoice upon his present because it is a rejoiceable actions or the deeds, because he presents the teachings of the Dharma to those disciples. And in the other actions, if someone do bad actions, non-virtuous actions, then those actions cannot be rejoiceable because those are the wrong actions.
무슨데 디데기야 표현들이 용어들이 이제 제일 무슨 다가서 송마레스 이는 도대 정말 송샤사
공조들이. So I have forgot that the whatever he presents or the master or the guru deeds that also can be praised by those scholars and those and then it. Also in the furthermore, it's explained in the different types of the sutras or the teachings of the Buddha and also by the Guru Tsongkhapa.
Yes.
So the another part of that, how we do respect to the teachings, and then this part, it's that the when we do respect to the Dharma master who sit on the high throne and so on. So it means that you do respect to those excellent teachings. Even the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he preached the Dharma or the teachings, he sat on a very high throne because he do respect to his teachings. So in the other hand, Shakyamuni Buddha don't sit on a very the lower place of the cushions and on the or the he don't sit on the floor and the teachings the Dharma. If he do like that, it's a symbol of that he doesn't do respect to the teachings. So hello.
So,
however,
Of course, if the, however, even the Buddha himself do very deep respect to the teachings of the Dharma, then of course we should be due respect to the teachings of the Dharma.
That is somewhat Jewish, the same as Sumadrava, she hid on the Dharma, big member double, and changing any big neighbor double. In the usual, give them in the share. Whatever she still ring the name in the his hand here, the Jew, what in the Samba Nigun in the Hikarhego, Samba Gun Hego, rest of that.
So the next part is that then what type of thoughts and behavior should be explained the teachings or the Dharma, Buddha Dharma. And then there are a few paths. It says that the a few recollections or the recognitions that the someone who preached the Dharma as the physician or the doctor, Dharma as the medicine, and who practices the Dharma can recover. And there are five recognitions in short way.
So there is there he mag be the social heaven of the red of Toa, the near Tatal Doshe. Any chair be a son in the jewel by here, she has her job. Any young chair thing, what of here when anti the Galekaya job. What did it go? Did it go? Go this.
So the Dharma master or the explainer should not be jealous to the other person. Perhaps they, if I taught the Dharma, they become a more scholarship, and then they will jump upon my stage or the seats. Should not be hold those types of the thoughts. Mm-hmm. And also, the Dharma explainer or the teacher should not be delay or prostrating teaching what he has to teach. And then also, whatever he has to hardship to go through, he has to go through those hardships.
Then there were down here, Robas. She had a church in the tongue, so you know, but now she will know the word, so you know, they're drawing on trouble. Any candle, piggy, gamma, pichuma, chandal, piggy, jonju and double. In this cursa, what it is, young Morris, young Jonju said, and did it or that. Pichu needs the tail of family. In Digmaris and the Gashadi or what is the general of Jadia, in it, because of Kanya, Tin Digmaris, the words in the Jom of Nanga, today, near the tail of the Gashadi, did Jonju with the town Dumarova. Did the last duck, piggy, talked over to the gamma, pichu, Jonshu, whatever did you, Jom Morris? What is it?
So it said that the someone who taught the Dharma, and then in the way with the deluded mind, they should not be praised their selves, they have to abandon the those observe upon the mistake of the others. So in the other way, it says that if there is a necessary to explore the mistakes or the faults through the spiritual way, then the master should be do that. Even though the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa don't explore the mistakes and the faults of the other persons, but when it's necessary in order to explain and in order to establish the teachings, then if it's necessary what is wrong and right, then the master should be explained to those disciples, those are the not right, and then those are the right, they should be explained.
And the truth, big you said, the similar thing, so the Hindi Ganga, my chef in the Brava, for the Ganga Hindi, because socially big. Here, no reason to what in this origin, and she began to the shepherd, the hidden of Shin, the Sunna Shiva, the Pigeon Shiva, till she don't hear the Kazakal Pigeon, the name of Pigeon Yorta, your name of the Labri, the Korean Garoz, and the Nenga, the Red Gun, the Death Kasha, so did him do it. What did you let Pigeon Shiva? She said that the pearl that she picked up.
So it says that in Tibetan we call the Pekyu or the hidden the meanings of the teachings, or that's what we call the hidden the teachings or the explanations. The Dharma master should not be hide whatever explanations or the important message from the teachings of the Dharma. So in general way of that, the in general, not the spiritual teachings, in general knowledge, when the master gives and provides the teachings to those students, so some kind of master, they hide the important message and the technique about the knowledge. They stop. When it comes the technique and the important message, then the teacher hide it and cover it and stop it, because if he explains, they will understand. So, however, the teacher should not be hide the teachings. So in Tibet, up to now in Tibet, when the Tibetan spiritual master, they provides the Dharma teachings to the disciples, the only focus is that all of those messages and important techniques should be understood by the students. From these motivations, the Dharma master always gives the provides the teachings to the disciple without any cover or without any hiding of the subject. So with the thoughts or the motivations, the master provides the teachings. The motivation should be that he there is no any necessary of the material offerings. What requirement is that because of the he taught the Dharma, that's in only in order to attain the full enlightenment for the oneself or for those disciples. So it says that those are the qualities or the definitions of the Dharma masters. But if we analyze upon that, all the Dharma master has those qualities, then it's not that all of the Dharma masters don't have those qualities, but just it's explanation about the qualities of the master or the teacher.
With these motivations and the other state, what we call the what should behavior or about the whatever what behavior should by the Dharma master, and the master should be very clean and in the good manner or the behavior. He should be teach the teaching or the Dharma, and then reciting those the mantras which can dispel the obstacles. In this way, we when we hear in this Kendrashaja Chukrindarkin Dharma Center, when the Dharma Master gives the teachings of the Dharma, then they do recite, we all recite together, right? About the reciting of the
We have already done in this morning. So at that time, visualize open the shunyata or the emptiness, and it can benefit in order to stop our obstacles, or it benefits to success our listenings or the teachings. So those are the reasons of when we recite the mantra of the Heart Sutra and so on. So, however, when the Dharma Master gives the teachings, the master, they do recite the Heart Sutra in the details, but we do just hear, just not just empty space, we just do the mantra. So at that time we have to visualize open the shunyata or the emptiness, because it's a very shunyata is a very powerful powerful method in order to pacify those obstacles. And also the shunyata is also the best protections. In fact, not only that, what we call the maitreya or the loving kindness is also one of the best protections of ours. So in this way, on the addition behavior of the Dharma teachings, Dharma Master, when Dharma Master gives the explanations, and then there should be seems like very delight or very smiley face, and then not a bad mood, a very good mood, and then even in this way, the disciple should be develop the faith to the masters. And this way, what are those methods in order to explaining the teachings or the message? Whatever he requires, if he need the example, he collect the example in order to understand the teachings. And if he need some quarters or the stanzas from the different types of the scholar or the master, then he pick up those the sutras or the stanzas or so on. So and then in this way he should be explained with a very elegant speech. So those are the method of how to explain the teachings, and then mood when some Dharma master give or provides the teachings to those disciples or the students. So could you please read the Lotus Sutra?
The Lotus Sutra says, "The learned always give without jealousy sweet-sounding teachings with manifold meanings. Having thoroughly cast aside laziness as well, they are not dispirited to repeat teachings again and again. The learned give up all that is repugnant and cultivate the power of love toward those around them. Day and night they cultivate the supreme teachings. Using millions of examples, the learned bring joy and delight to those listening to their teachings. They never have the slightest desire for worldly gain, not thinking of sustenance, hard or soft foods or drink, of clothing or bedding or religious robes, or even of medicine to cure an illness. They ask nothing at all from those listening to their teachings. Rather, the learned always think, may I myself and all living beings achieve Buddhahood, and whatever teachings I impart in order to help the world is a completely favorable condition for my happiness.
And then the addition that the Dishila said, the master should be develop the loving kindness to those disciples or the students, and never observe what's offering from them, offering from them, only just without this motivation or thinking about the offerings and the fame and reputations. We develop the loving kindness to those disciples through this motivation. The dharma should be explained. So here it said that when the master explained the teachings to those disciples, whatever benefits or the profit from his correct motivations or the correct teachings, that is the only purpose, and that should be satisfied by And it said that. The master should not be observed upon those materials or the substance or the offerings, what they do, the offerings. So this is the benefit. Those are as according as the sutra, the benefits of the explanation.
Ini pergi cuci, siangnya ini macam ni ya, cuci sungguh sih ya. So apa macam na? Ini pasi jauh macam ni. Sejuta orang macam na. Ina yang kamu kasih ni pergi yang dijak pun ni orang macam ni. Kalau faham so na, yang so apa macam na siapa yang tinggal jauh macam ni.
So the fourth part about the to whom should be explained or to whom should not be explained the teachings, and it said that in general way, if the disciple requires the teachings, then the master explain the teachings or the holy dharma. So there are also other the other exception is that if the master understands the qualified student or the disciple, then even no matter the qualified student, if they don't require the teaching the Dharma, if master knows that it's a qualified student, then without the question, the master should be explained the teaching or the Dharma to those type of disciples or the students.
Malap K呢
So please read the King of the Concentration Sutra.
Should someone request you to bestow the teachings, first say, I am not trained extensively. Then say, you are knowledgeable and wise. How can I explain the teachings to one as great as you? Do not impart the teachings casually, but only after you have investigated whether the listener is a suitable recipient. If you know that the listener is a suitable recipient, explain the teachings even without a request.
Yeshila explained that the someone, if they request you to expand the teaching to the master, then at the beginning, master should be master can might be say like that. Oh, I don't understand well about those profound teachings or the Dharma. In this way, the master reduces his pride or the arrogance, and in other way, the someone who listens the teachings or the Dharma, they should be take the very lower seat. And it says that under your seat there is only grounds. So, however, take the lower seat in order to listen the Dharma too. So today we are going to stop here. Here today, Yashila will give the oral transmission of the mantra of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then the mantra of the Aryatara. The reason of that is because in order to longevity the life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, we have to recite those mantra many times. So in this way, the director, Yashila of Sansurtim, requires to Yashila to give or provide this mantra to those students. So you just please repeat what Geshe-la said, the mantra.
Kua-le-tu-ta-re-ma.
Om tari tu tari tu re so wa.
Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa. Om tari tu tari tu re so wa
So we have done the all transmissions of the Aryatara, and now please do repeat the mantra of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So, if you have some doubt or the questions, please asking the question without any hesitation.
I don't have any questions today, but today is a very special day. We wish to celebrate your presence here with a happy birthday. It's coming up in a couple of days. And there's one of our most senior students here also. It is also her birthday today, Marie. Yeah. And
I'm sorry. I thought it was on. Anyway, I hope everybody heard what I said, but again, I'll repeat that Geshe La's birthday is in a couple of days, and we wish to wish him a very long life, and thank you for being here, Gandhacharsi Duptandargi Ling. And we wish to do American way of celebration of happy birthdays. So we have a cake that we would like to offer Geshe La to enjoy with all of us. We request him to have a really long life and to continue giving Dharma teachings for all sentient beings forever and ever. So, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Geshe La. Happy birthday to you.
And more.
Thank you, sir. Good job.
Oh, good.
And
also, And also, we have a very special person here who is our most senior student. I don't know how many years young she is, but 90 years young. And she is Robin Tartsola's mother, Marie, and Jewel's mother back there, Marie. All of our mothers, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And some more, okay?
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Suddhodana-san, O the 17 Masters and Adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so on, O Dipamkara, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realization of enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of the five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teaching. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. Of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss, kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching, he who has raised a parasol of Dhamma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dhamma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thể hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại lộ, đủ huệ vi tịnh phổ dạng người, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, hiện danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm, cổ đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo. Trăm hướng vương lan tỏa muôn phương, báo thân ngài chói lòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi, ngày từng chức Phật thể ghi, hứa luôn hoàng pháp là vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ. Như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi tường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là bậc đại sư. Lừng danh kim cổ nguy phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kiến, tam đạo luận xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hàng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại như thân. Chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của sông Canh Ba hí ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
There's a prayer request for Jenny Kwan. She is Mamie's sister. She's been in the hospital with a blood infection for over 2 months, and we've been asked to please say prayers for her. Okay, and we'll add her name to the long life prayers at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Also 1 o'clock prayers for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. If you have some time afterwards to stay, that would be wonderful. We've been requested by India and also by the Office of Tibet to please say long life prayers for His Holiness. So we'll do that one.
你的书呢我就接了吧，你的书真好，挺久。 Thank you.